Good morning, family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Your will be done, your kingdom come. Amen. Psalm 97 and it's 5 and 6.
The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory.
Hallelujah. In the Bible, we see mountains can speak about kingdoms, and it can also speak about problems. And we can just see the Lord of all the earth. He's the Lord of all the earth and all the heavens. He's the Lord of all. Nothing's impossible for him. So all these things can get sorted out or brought low because God is supreme. Amen. And then it goes on to say, and the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. It's so beautiful in the TPT. It says the heavenly messengers proclaim his righteousness. And that's nice for us to take hold of, because that's what God has made available, that we all come to him, believe in our heart that he died for us, believe in our heart unto righteousness, and then confession with our mouth is unto salvation. And that's not just a one day thing. That's the beginning of a lifelong growing, flowing, and going together with the Lord. Because when we see the righteousness of God, or the salvation, we can think about salvation. Jesus's name means salvation. So salvation is to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. It's to experience what Jesus experienced here on earth, and now the reality is Jesus has all authority, and he's sharing his experience that he had here on earth, and bringing about the answers that we need here to arise and shine in this world, and to be the lights in the world, the witnesses. I think of that scripture in Isaiah, where it says that we are his witnesses to proclaim, to be saved, and to experience his glory. So it's so wonderful to know we've come out of the glory of the flesh, the glory of man, and we've come into the kingdom of the Son of his love. We come into the kingdom of God. And there we are experiencing, here we are hearing with eyes that see and ears that hear, we receiving from God, and then that's what we witness. You can only share what you've seen and heard, and that's where people can start waking up to the splendor that's available to them also. Because you and each and every one of us, we've all had a past. Man has known us to be the little devils or the ones in darkness, but now suddenly with the Lord in our lives and being dedicated and committed to the Lord, and morning by morning being inspired by him, we bring answers to the problems, light to the darkness. Amen. And that's why we can now encourage that just as the Lord helps us and saved us and he's with us, he's there to be with you as well. So draw strength. We abide in a beautiful love covenant that's available. And all it takes is just to draw close, acknowledge God at all times, discuss, declare, let us reason together, walk conscious of him, and you are a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Amen. So be blessed, because you are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.